just doesn't make any sense. They say a lot, but they don't say anything, and you can't disagree with what she's saying because she's not saying anything.
Sometimes there's a man. He's the man for his time and place. He fits right in there. And that's the dude.
Years now, maybe 2 years, maybe more. And you think about this morning, I'm thinking about all those bridges and buildings and power plants and all the things that are being blown up over there in Ukraine. And a lot of it being blown up by U.S. weapons. So, you know, you think about that, and it takes 2 years to build back this here bridge in Camden. And what's it going to take to rebuild Ukraine? And it just so happens that BlackRock, old Larry Fink and the boys, are saying, you know what, that's a pretty good investment. I think we'll invest in that because billions and billions, maybe even trillions of dollars is going to be needed. And American government, American taxpayers will borrow the money to rebuild this place. Oh, this is a great deal. That's what's going on there. But it's a new era in Kershaw County, ladies and gentlemen. Went to the coronation of the new chair person, chairwoman, chair they. I'm not sure how to refer to the latest female, the first female that is elected chair person. I don't know what to call them now. You know, everybody's changed all these pronouns, and Stanford University is redefining words and tabooing words and all. I don't know what, you know, and even Julie Burns way back when said, we won't use the word steal when addressing a government body. So I'm not sure what, she's the leader of the county council. Oh, she, great goodness. I don't know what to do. But anyway, they had this wonderful coronation down at the historic Robert Mills Courthouse. And that place is a beautiful place, don't get me wrong. But the acoustics in there, you can't hear shit in that place. If four people are talking in that place, you got to get up next to the guy you're conversing with and yell in his ear. It's terrible. The lieutenant governor comes in, you know, the first woman lieutenant governor of South Carolina comes in to congratulate and introduce and swear in the first female woman head of the county, Katie Gwynn. And she talks about how being first, you need to be the right person first before you are the first of whatever gender or whatever to do whatever job. So you had to be the right person first.
You don't just want to be the first for the sake of being the first. You want to be the right person when you're the first.
I'm not sure who decides who's the right person first, but anyway, she goes on to do this little speech in which she says a lot of words but don't say a lot of words and no detail about anything. that everybody wants good leadership and crave it. We're craving good leadership.
Fresh ideas and good leadership, it's something that we know we need. We're seeing it around our country. We're seeing it in our communities. We're seeing it everywhere. Good, strong leadership is what we are craving as a nation.
But you got to be the right person first. It just doesn't make any sense. They say a lot, but they don't say anything. And you can't disagree with what she's saying because she's not saying anything. Now, the most interesting thing of this is that Miss Gwynn, they were a woman chairperson, the newly elected high command of the county, went through all this trouble to make this big ceremony of her taking the position. So, through all the pomp and circumstance and ceremony and all, because all the political parasites of Kershaw County showed up, minus Julie Burns. I don't know why he wasn't there to congratulate her on and hand the gavel over or whatever, but he didn't show up. But all the regular pair, the Vincent Shaheens and the Ben Connells and the Sammy Tuckers and Tom Mulligan and all those families had representatives there. We call it the Unholy Alliance and all. But, so all this is set up for her speech, her acceptance speech. This is what's going to set the course for the next 4 years here in Kershaw County. What does she want to achieve and fresh ideas. That's one of her things. Oh, fresh ideas and new way of doing things. And it's a new era. And what was the big thing? Well, recreation.
One of our biggest priorities this year is parks and recreation and the ability to host tournaments in Kershaw County with a nice facility. That's already starting to be worked on. And that is not only so our families don't have to drive to other counties to play sports, but so that we can get visitors here and get them in our hotels and shop with us at all our businesses.
Because youngins, y'all see, youngins, here in Kershaw County being deprived of recreation. And if they want recreation, they got to go all the way to Columbia. See, Columbia provides recreation and everything that you cannot get here in Kershaw County. And tourism, y'all, we need tourists.
We have battlefields, visitor centers, the Liberty Trail, beautiful lake watery, our equine park. We have so much to offer in Kershaw County, and we need to get people here and share it with them.
We need tourists at Lake Watery. We need them to come and pet some horses. We need bike trails. We need kayaks on the river. We need all this to bring in economic development. We need people. A Revolutionary War Park. The parking lot's empty all the time. We need to bring in tourists into this $2.7 million, whatever it was, white elephant that we got hanging around the neck of Camden and Kershaw County. This is a great idea, new idea, she said. Well, if we look back to Vision 2020, back in 2015 and 16 when Julian Burns first took office, and now Vision 2030, and we scroll down a little ways and look at here what we find. We find exactly what Miss Gwynn is talking about. So what's new? What the hell is new? There was no profound speech. It was just psychobabble, generalities. And, Paul, we're going to do this for the youngins. What was interesting to me, I think it may be a coincidence, a sign. The preacher who did the prayer to begin with forgot the Bible. So when the lieutenant governor went to give Katie the oath of office, the the preacher had forgotten the Bible. Took a full 2 minutes for him to run out to his truck and get the Bible and bring it back. And finally they did the oath of office. The Lord says pray for these people. It lead you. But what's funny, and I do, I pray they come to their senses. What's funny is, we're doing God's work. God said, rob the people to build baseball parks, swimming pools, swamp parks, bicycle paths, and keep them peoples healthy. That's what the Lord wants us to do. Economic development, doing the people's work. The Lord wants us to rob the people to build industrial parks and infrastructure and stuff so that we can have jobs. I'm sure that's what he was talking about. But it's a great day in Crusoe County. We got new leadership, y'all. Fresh leadership. Fresh ideas. No limitations. We can do this together. Well, what a great day in South Carolina. It's a beautiful day. Little chemtrail action going on up there. Spraying us like bugs. Nobody notices and nobody seems to care. But I'm going to play a little chasing the white ball. See how many times it takes to get in the hole. And you guys have a nice day. Till the next time. Peace.
Times there's a man. He's the man for his time and place. He fits right in there. And that's the dude.